let me talk a little bit about iOS 10. What iOS 10 is, it is a portable operating system for Apple's iDevices. Now, I'm currently on iOS 10. This is my AT&T iPhone 6S Plus. And I'm out here, I'm wearing the earpiece, I'm out walking around here in my hometown of New Florence, Pennsylvania. And I wanted to talk a little bit about 10. So basically what I like about this is I can see more of the chats in Periscope. That is a blessing, such a blessing, because if you are following me on Twitter, you know I Periscope a lot, okay? I Periscope a lot, okay? Follow me on Twitter at KC3CDU, KC3CD Delta Uniform, KC3CDU. Follow me there, and you will see each time I go live. That's also my Periscope name. Follow me there, KC3CDU. And so yeah, iOS 10 has really made it a lot easier to Periscope, because I can read the chats as they come in. VoiceOver will actually read them to me. I don't have to touch a thing. Usually that's how it works. Sometimes it goes on the fritz and it just screws up. So you kind of got to take the good with the bad. It seems like when you have it in portrait, if you go to, wow, that car sounds messed up. If you go to, what is the other one? Portrait and landscape. Landscape. Forgot what I was saying there for a minute. The view. I had to pause it and think about it. If you go to landscape view and you're on Periscope and you're looking at the chats, if you go to where it has the frames per second, it'll usually read everything to you then. Portrait it will too, but if you go from portrait to landscape, you got to move VoiceOver back over to the frames per second. Sometimes, not always, but sometimes, especially if you do it right in the middle of getting another viewer, so it's kind of weird. It's nice, I like it. Siri, I don't know. Siri is sketchy on here. I'm just gonna say that. Siri is sketchy. I'm not a super fan, but it works. So I can't complain too much. It works. So yeah, Siri is okay, I guess. It keeps trying to have a theological conversation with me though. Even though I'm not trying to have a theological conversation with it. It's kind of creeping me out a little bit. But there it is. So, yeah, that is my thoughts on Siri. Okay, I guess. Messages? I'm neutral. I can't figure out how to do that touch text thing, but whatever, I'm neutral. They want to do that, they can do it, whatever. I haven't had any apps that have died out on me yet because of iOS 10. But I've talked to people, they say, okay, well, this app doesn't work the same way, or that app don't work the same way. So, you know, I guess that is out there. That has been reported to me. So, you know, that is kind of sketchy right there, if you ask me. So, yeah, those are basically my thoughts on iOS 10. Huge fan of what it did to Periscope. Huge fan. I did the Periscope update and didn't really notice much of a difference until I got iOS 10. iOS 10 made the difference between night, morning, afternoon, and evening. It took my night, turned it to day. Praise God. See, now I can use Periscope for evangelism. And it'd be a lot easier to do it this way than to have to rely on VoiceOver's floppiness, if you will, to do chats. So I'm very pleased with the way Periscope works in the iOS 10 setup as it relates to VoiceOver. I like what it's done with the video camera too. The video camera, it's kind of cool. It does faces and stuff. It's totally radical. And so I can't complain about that. Overall, I think they've really done a pretty good overhaul from iOS 9 to iOS 10. There are some bugs. Audio's been known to cut out on iOS 10. Been hearing people's thoughts on that. And like I said, you know, there was audio cutting out on iOS 9 too. So you kind of got to take the good with the bad and roll with the flow, as they say. That's pretty much my thoughts on iOS 10. So here is to Apple making better iOS's. Because they're coming forward. They're really doing great on iOS's. They're really stepping out and saying, okay, well, what if we do this? What if we do that? I mean, they're really doing good. So, you know, I cannot complain. I have my dislikes, but my likes completely outweigh my dislikes of iOS 10. So, you know, yeah, I'm not a super fan of what they've done to Siri, but hey, it is what it is. Those are my thoughts on iOS 10.